Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday on this show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today, including the latest in the Janelle Grant, Vince McMahon WWE John Laurinaitis lawsuit, which we'll talk about coming up after the break, but it is essentially on pause, and we will tell you why. We've also got, of course, the recap of AEW Dynamite last night. They're on their way to Forbidden Door and a bunch of other shows coming up this summer, including Wembley, and we already know who is going to be challenging Swerve at the Forbidden Door show, and it is Will Ospreay. So there's a lot of things we can talk about there. Talk about the show and the that gauntlet match last night. The gauntlet match is still kind of silly, but you know what? That match was awesome. So we'll talk about that here today. Update on Becky Lynch. Tony Khan has said he's open to the idea of more programming. I got a lot to say about that. And, of course, we've got the ratings from the last couple of days as well. Raw, SmackDown, Collision, and Rampage. And, obviously, you know, Rampage. Collision was on TBS, not TNT. Rampage, I think, was just at some random time. Everybody's gone nuts on the internet, but that's the way things go. So we'll tell you about all that. If you want, text us, 425-780-7566. F4W online at gmail.com is the email. If you would like to contact me on Threads, Instagram, it's F4W Online as well, and F4W Online on Cameo. Cameo. Father's Day is coming. What better time to get a cameo for myself? F4W Online. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you want to set yourself up for a great summer, you need to get to Kohl's this weekend. I just shopped the Red Hot Buys, and the prices were so good, I feel like I'm already on vacation. I found myself cute dresses for 30% off, swimwear for my kids starting at $14.99, and adorable finds from Carter's for 60% off. Plus, I saved up to 85% off clearance after an extra 50% off. So if you want a head start on your summer prep, then head to Kohl's now. Select styles, extra 50% off clearance valid through June 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention landowners, got big summer plans for your property? Then here's an offer from John Deere you'll really dig. Get 0% fixed rate APR for 60, 72, or 84 months on 1, 2, 3D, and 3E series compact tractors. If you've always wanted to get in the seat of a powerful John Deere machine, now's a great time. Offer based on dealer participation. For complete finance details, call toll-free 1-800-468-8501 or online at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Trying to do some math. Maybe math is the wrong word. But this involves a lot regarding Dynamite, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Adding it up like the Violent Femmes.
We gotta talk about the important stuff first, which is this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Janelle Grant has agreed to pause her lawsuit against Vince McMahon, WWE, and John Laurinaitis. According to comments from Ann Callis, the attorney representing Grant, her client has agreed to a request by the U.S. Attorney's Office to stay her litigation pending a non-public investigation into the matter. Ms. Grant has consented to a request by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York to stay her case against Mr. McMahon, WWE, and John Laurinaitis, pursuant to a, quote, pending non-public investigation. We will cooperate with all appropriate steps. February, the Wall Street Journal, ABC News, reported the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York had launched a criminal investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct, sex trafficking against McMahon. Dave wrote, basically, the Grant lawsuit is pausing at the request of the Justice Department as the government is conducting its own investigation. So essentially, a federal investigation into Vince McMahon trumps a civil suit. And so the civil suit is on pause while they do whatever it is they're going to do. What that means? Honestly, actually, nobody knows right now. And everybody thinks they know based on what they think about people, but we don't know anything right now. They might have something on Vince. They might not. It's an investigation. Hammer could fall. Might not fall. We will find out. But the stay is expected to last 6 months, a source close to the case stated to Bloomberg. So basically, within 6 months, we're going to find out if the feds have anything on Vince McMahon. And if so, if they bring charges, etc. So that's the update right now. That's a big change.
Yeah, as Deadline wrote today, a separate filing Thursday from Damian Williams' office made it pretty clear that the government is not just dipping its toe into these potential toxic waters. Obviously, they raided his phone. We had the report come out in February that they were looking into things, and it was just going to be a matter of time before we heard something, and today we have heard something. So it is another hurdle, certainly for Vince McMahon and his side right now, and this could be drawn out for quite some time, depending on what they're looking for, what they found, and what they're going to continue to do when it comes to the government. So, yeah, I mean, again, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens here. Things are probably going to start dribbling out over time, and I will say this, probably if they have anything on Vince, I think as the months go on, we're going to have some things leaked out, and we'll see where we stand. But this is, regardless of the civil suit, this is going to be all that stuff that Vince McMahon sold off. A lot of people were wondering, is he doing it because he wants to start his own company or this or that? It's a lot of it may just come down to legal fees because he may be in the mix for the rest of his life.
Well, I can say this. I can say this. Like, he sold billions and billions. I don't think he's going to have billions in legal fees.
No, he won't, Brian.
Well, I can tell you this. Hold on. I got more.
Yes.
From people that have spoken to Vince, he does want to be involved in a business.
I'm sure he does.
And he has claimed to them that it's not the wrestling business. But I believe that one of the main reasons he sold all of that is he's got like some idea of something that he wants to do, which is the other reason, by the way, that he's going out of his way. It's not even the thing with Vince is he's not just trying to not lose his civil case or whatever, but he's very clearly trying to clear his name, which is why he keeps giving his side of the story, because he wants to do something in business. He wants people to work with him, and that ain't happening if he's got this this hanging over his head.
Well, I mean, but you also have to look at the fact that a lot of what's happening with this case is going to hinge on the NDA and does it stand up? Because he's got a lot of NDAs out there. And if it's for the same reasons or for some of the same reasons that, and we know that it is because he settled with Rita Chatterton, he settled with the tanning play. Those things can also, people can, if those are gone, people could also sue him again. Or go after him and actually sue him for the first time for something that he's done. So I understand that it's not going to be billions of dollars in legal fees, but depending on how this goes, Vince McMahon has also opened himself wide open for other cases to be brought against him. And also, even though it's not going to happen at this point, probably since it has not happened already, but if Linda McMahon decides, I'm divorcing you now, again, then what does that mean? And I'm sure Linda's got her own money, but again, to me, there's a lot of, I think, more than just wanting to run a business, there's a lot of trying to stuff money away because who knows how much he's going to be burning through.
So last night on Dynamite, they did the gauntlet match, which they call a gauntlet, even though it's not actually a gauntlet, but that's the casino gauntlet it is called. And the winner of the casino gauntlet is challenging Swerve at Forbidden Door. And the winner was Will Ospreay. So this opens, well, I got a lot of questions. So the first question is,
why did it take Swerve so long to be Kill Switch? Don't know.
No. I like that match a lot, actually. The first question that I've got is, okay, let's say that you want to make Will Ospreay champion. Well, if you want to make Will Ospreay champion, Wembley's in August. Why would you make him the champion at Forbidden Door when you could wait a mere 2 months and make him the champion at Wembley? Okay, well, then you start thinking, as Dave said last night, well, maybe the idea is that Will loses at Forbidden Door, and then he goes on to face Swerve and beat him at Wembley. And The question that I asked was, well, first off, if Will is going to put somebody over to set up a challenger for after he becomes champion, then it should be someone other than the person he's going to beat for the title. But that's another story. So the other question is, okay, well, if he loses to Swerve at Forbidden Door, how do you justify him losing to Swerve but getting another match at Wembley? What do you do? And Dave said, well, it's easy. He wins the Owen Hart Cup. Okay, that's fine. But that begs this question. When is the Owen Hart Cup starting? Because the finals, we know when the finals are. Okay, the finals are July 10th. Forbidden Door is June 30th. So if you're not going to start the tournament until after Forbidden Door, then the entire tournament has to be done in 10 days, which is like 1 week of television. If you start the tournament prior to Forbidden Door, which is what I think they're going to do, then you have to explain why, if Will Ospreay is getting a shot at the title at Forbidden Door, he's also in a tournament to determine who gets a shot at the title at Wembley. So I haven't quite figured out what in the world is going on yet, but that appears to be how this all breaks down.
Do you think they have?
I hope so.
Do you think they have?
I think so. I mean, it's involving the world title, so I hope so. Funk Monk here says Ospreay won't be in the tournament. Well, if he's not in the tournament and he loses to Swerve, then he's not getting a shot at Swerve at Wembley. Is that what you want to do? Not have him go for the title at Wembley? Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So here's the here's how it would work, okay? So if they start the Owen Hart Cup after Forbidden Door, that means you would have the July 3rd Dynamite, the July 5th Rampage, and the July 6th Collision to run the entire tournament.
You could do that.
Because the finals are on the 10th.
Eight-man tournament, eight-woman tournament.
I mean, you could do that if you wanted to. But, I mean, here's the other problem, okay? Here's the other problem. Let's say you start on July 3rd, all right? Well, in theory, we should have the brackets prior to July 3rd.
We've gone over this before.
Okay? So in order to make this work with Ospreay, Ospreay would have to lose to Swerve on Sunday. And then they would have to have the brackets not announced until July 1st on social media.
That is very possible.
And then they would just start on the 3rd, okay?
Yes.
So those are your only options. The other option is the tournament must begin prior to Forbidden Door. And so we would have a situation where Will Ospreay just won the international title, and as international champion, he is getting a championship match at Forbidden Door, and he is also in a tournament to get the same championship match. We'll see what they do. But right now, I'm trying to figure out how they make this work.
Daniel Garcia wins the Owen Cup and puts up that against Will's title, and Will beats him and takes that. I don't know.
Lenny does have a solution, and that is that you do. He says you start the tournament at Forbidden Door, and the way you get Ospreay in is there's an empty slot where you say the loser of the title match is going to get that slot, and then after Ospreay loses, he gets that slot.
You could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah, I'm just.
But again, like if they were
going to
do all of this with Ospreay and his quest for the world title that started yesterday, why did he win the international title?
Yeah, and why? I don't know. I was going to say why rush this, because I know everybody's looking forward to seeing Swerve and Ospreay, and certainly people are looking forward to Ospreay in the world title picture at All In. I think the majority of people are for that. I'm just surprised that, one, why did you put the international title on him? Unless you're going to merge it with the world title, and then you could be done with it, which would make me incredibly happy. But then also, why now? Why do you need that match for Forbidden Door, as opposed to Swerve having a really good match against, and it doesn't have to be someone from outside. I brought it up yesterday about it could be CMLL or New Japan or whatever, but why not just have him in another match that elevates him? The Christian feud, for a lot of people, didn't work. I don't think he's been on TV. He has not been portrayed to me on the level that he needs to be. So why not just have him build up from now against somebody of value, name value, in a big match there, and then move on to Ospreay going after him, or putting MJF in the picture, or bringing Hangman Adam Page back, bringing them in the picture, and then working your way into All In. I don't know. I think I'm just really surprised that they went ahead and pulled the trigger now.
Well, we'll find out, but that was the big announcement there. And they also set up Mercedes versus Stephanie Vaquer.
Vaquer?
Whatever they call her. I've heard many.
Vaquer.
It'll always be Vaquer to me.
She's good.
Yeah, she is good. And so we'll see that. I was surprised the very first Mercedes Moné TV match took place on Wednesday, unadvertised. They shot an angle.
And she's a baby face during still, the
show. Well,
guess,
she was
right?
on this show, yes.
Yeah, against Sky Blue. As soon as they announced that, it's like, wait a second, Sky Blue's the attacker? To me, that's like, okay, Willow and Mercedes, they just had it wrong the whole time. And maybe with Chris Statlander turning, maybe that's the plan where Mercedes goes, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry about blaming you for the injury. I'm sorry about blaming you for attacking me. We need to get on the same page here because we obviously have mutual enemies that are coming after us.
I see we've already got confusion here. She's a babyface? Well, it's complicated, okay?
She a tweener?
She was absolutely a heel on Sunday on the pay-per-view. On Dynamite, she wrestled as a babyface. She wrestled Sky Blue, who is undoubtedly a heel. She played the babyface role. She made the babyface comeback, and she was a babyface. Now, with that said, and this has been the problem with Mercedes for years, her promos, her delivery is heel delivery. And furthermore, she came out, and literally her promo was, I was worth the wait, wasn't I? Finally, she says, we have the return of the greatest of all time. And when she said these words, everybody booed.
They booed. That's what Brian says every Monday when he puts the headset back on for this show.
Well, I'm a heel! So anyway, she's both. Another one of those AEW stars that is both babyface and heel.
Does it matter on this show anyway? I mean, Okada could start shooting people in the crowd, and people are going to say that those other people deserved it.
Actually, you know what I will say? You know what I will say?
What's that?
And people are, you know, here's the thing. If I say one thing and then I say another thing, people always go, well, you're inconsistent. You're biased or whatever, okay? But the problem is they only see black and white. And there is sometimes, you know, depending on circumstances, something that would be wrong in one circumstance is right in a different circumstance.
Jeez.
So here's the example, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, I'm trying to think of another...
Life is situational, people. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, of course it is. Tony Storm. All right? Yes. Tony Storm. So, Tony Storm is a heel, but she's also a babyface. And so as we've seen, when we see these Toni Storm segments where she's in an interview segment with somebody or whatever, the crowd's dead because they put her in with a baby face. The fans don't care about the baby face. They're supposed to boo Toni, but they don't want to. And it's like you have these segments on TV where it's just like the crowd's silent. It doesn't work, okay? However, I will say this about Mercedes, okay? There was so much heat on Sunday for her match with Willow. I mean, she did have people chanting CEO, and she also had people that did not want to chant CEO. And on when she came out for this promo right here, I mean, when she came out, she was initially cheered, got a big pop, cut her promo, and as soon as she started cutting that promo about how she was the greatest of all time and she was worth the wait, you suddenly had people, they were booing. And then when they started booing, the other half started chanting CEO. And so you had a great reaction. It's like, you know, her right now, I don't know how it's going to be a week from now, 2 weeks from now, whatever. But right now, she is very much like a John Cena in the sense that John Cena was that guy where when he came out, you had part of the crowd, a lot of the crowd, that booed this guy out of the building. But then you had all those women and little kids. It was kind of like that with Roman as well. And they were like, you will not boo John Cena. And they start cheering really loud. And so you have this crazy reaction. And the thing with, it's different with Tony because nobody wants to boo Tony. They want to cheer her. So when they want to cheer her, but she does something heelish to somebody or whatever, like, okay, well, yeah. And then they cheer when she takes her clothes off or whatever. But with Mercedes, you actually have half the crowd that really does not like her. And you have the other half of the crowd that's really into chanting CEO. And so she gets a great reaction. So in the case of Mercedes, her kind of being, you know, whatever, it doesn't bother me.
Gets the atmosphere.
It works. It gets a reaction. That's what you want. You want a reaction, not no reaction. Can you clip that, Brian Rose? That bit of wisdom right there?
It's been one of the problems that Tony's had. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Forbidden Door, because it's hard to believe that Mina Shirakawa is not going to be a big influence. And then you got one of the sub-stories with Tony Storm and Mariah May, and I still think that it's way, way too early to break them up yet, because we haven't had a pure Tony babyface run. And I think her and Mariah need that. And it's going to be interesting to see who they put her with, because Deonna Purrazzo, I mean, great in the ring. She was absolutely overwhelmed. We saw what happened with Serena Deeb, great wrestler. They had a good match, but she was completely overwhelmed on the mic and in the moment. If you're not bringing back Britt.
Yeah, where's Mina?
And it's too early to bring back Jamie. You know, you've got to try to figure out some presence to put against her. If that's, I mean, to me, like, Thunder Rosa? Like, to me, that's the only person I can even think of. And I'm not sure. Definitely, Rosa could probably pull off being the heel in that better. But, like, they need something to try to match her star power and try to match her where Tony is not just sucking all of the energy away from that other person. And it's really nobody's fault other than the fact that these other women aren't over to the level that Tony is. Tony's just, with the character and everything else, you know, she's just way above everybody else.
And another one after the break. That first Casino Gauntlet, I was quite critical. And I thought, okay, well, when they do it again, they're going to, you know, they're going to make some changes. And they made no changes. But you know what? I kind of like it a lot now. I'll tell you why after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So here's the deal with this casino gauntlet thing. Okay.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. The first one, what bothered me about it was just they didn't tell you anything, and the announcers had no idea what was going on, and it felt like incompetence. Because they announce it's a casino gauntlet under sudden death rules. They don't tell you anything else. Okay? And you're like,
what the hell is going on?
What does that even mean? What is a casino gauntlet under sudden death rules? So they proceed to start the match. And two guys are in there. And the announcer's like, none of them are actually clear about what's going on. They're like, you know, guys are going to come out at intervals. And then whoever, it's sudden death. So in the beginning, you're like, well, what are the intervals? And what does sudden death mean? And then they eventually say sudden death means the first pinfall ends the match. Then you're like, okay, I got that. Like, that's a sudden death. Whoever gets the first pin, but how many people are there? No one knows. Taz is like, how many guys are in here? Excalibur goes, I don't know. So it's just like, it just goes. And then all of a sudden Will Ospreay wins and it's over. And when it was over, I thought, dude. And the irony is, you know who did the Casino Gauntlet match first? TNA.
Oh, yeah.
And when the Casino Gauntlet, when the first Casino Gauntlet was over, I was like, this actually reminds me of TNA, and not the good TNA. The TNA where they threw something out there, they don't tell you anything about it, and it's just like a total whatever, okay? So then, they announce they're going to do it again. And the match starts, and they do it the exact same way. They don't tell you how many people. They don't put up the clock. But at least this time, the announcers know what's going on. It's like, okay, well, guys just keep coming out until someone gets a pin. So then what it became to me was, okay, it is literally just a cluster.
Yeah.
And all you need to know is that whoever gets the first pin wins. And then, like, all these guys are coming out. Like, here's the thing. I don't care what the rules are. I've said this for years. I don't care what the rules are. As long as you're consistent with the rules, okay? If the rules are, we ain't going to tell you how many guys. We ain't going to tell you the intervals. I've said it before. In storyline, the Tony Khan character, the character, is a total maniac. A psychopathic maniac, okay? He brought Darby to the building with a flamethrower so he could burn up his talent. He's a wild man. So that's his deal. You don't need to know how. I'll choose the whatever. You don't need to know many guys. They're just going to go out there until somebody wins. No, I like it. Look, it's like, that's the rules. Fine.
I'll jump on this bandwagon with you. I'm not saying that.
And it was a fun match.
But that's the thing. Not only was it a fun match, they were pretty much all stars. Now, I know somebody's going to go, Hesus Aro's a star. I get it.
He's a star to me.
They're all really, really good workers that were in there. And they're all, to me, yes, Hesus Aro, but Mystico, Claudio, Jay White, Ospreay, Pac, these are all...
Yes, Shota's a star. He just headlined a show against Jon Moxley for the IWGP title. He's the shooter.
How about this? They're all notable, and they're all above a certain level. Maybe not Hechicero, but that doesn't matter. What matters is, if you're going to put guys like that, just say it's 10 people. I guess you can't say that because theory could go on forever. But bottom line is, just make sure there's talented people in it, and just make sure that there's a reason. So, and this is no offense.
Get a whole bunch of talented people, and every now and then someone totally wacky. My God, Gangrel's coming out.
What's he doing here? I don't know.
Anyway, I liked it. It was awesome.
They're always all over the place on this show.
Well, this one was really all over the place. I mean, this was big time all over the place. There's also the story that we don't know yet.
MJF?
Except I do know that something happened.
Oh, what?
Well, they announced that Saraya versus Mariah, and then it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. That almost never happens in AEW. See, here's the thing. I know that there was a lot of controversy yesterday about, you know, what I said about the chaos backstage. But I can tell you this, it was extremely chaotic backstage. It was so ironic. It's like people are anyway, it was very chaotic backstage yesterday.
Doesn't matter how much you say it, they don't want to believe it.
It was very chaotic yesterday. The Saraya Mariah match just didn't happen. I know something did happen. I don't know what it is yet. I'm sure I'll probably hear soon. But they announced that it's happening.
Maybe out of Saraya's mouth.
It's happening next week. They just announced it's happening next week. And then something happened with production, because throughout the show, it was like everybody was on a different page. There was a segment in the middle of the show where Excalibur goes, "We're going to head to a video package of Takeshita and Jon Moxley." And then he paused and he goes, "Actually, no, we're going to go to a Stephanie McCure video package." And then they cut to the Takeshita Moxley package. And they go back, and Taz's like, "Are we live?" Weird things happen when you go live. And then they go to the Stephanie video package. And then at the end of the show, I guess Excalibur's probably got his lineup that he reads of, you know, what matches are coming up. So, you know, he's trying to do it sequentially. Here's what we got coming up for Rampage. Then he goes, "Here's what we got coming up for Collision. Actually, no, Dynamite. Looks like this is out of order." Then he goes back to the Collision again. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what's happening here? So that was something else.
At least there were no doodles on the screen or audio issues. You know, that's been always seemingly something at least every 2 weeks on this show.
Well, Mushroom here says Tony tore up the script. Yes, he did tear up the script multiple times. Although, there's a difference between this and Vince, because Vince used to tear up the script because he was just like, he would look at it and he didn't like it. Or he couldn't remember it and he didn't like it. And then he'd do another one and he didn't like it. The problem with this one is, you know, Tony had a whole bunch of things planned for guys like Adam Copeland, who obviously couldn't be there. It was supposed to be a heavy Adam Copeland show, but he broke his leg. And then, you know, there were others as well. And so he did have a show planned, but due to injuries and everything else, he had to rewrite the show multiple times.
But he had 3 full days. Well, you know, again.
Yeah, but I mean, there were other things I'm sure that happened the day of the show.
So. I mean, obviously with Saraya and Mariah May, you know, and who knows what the situation is there. I just, before we run out of time, because I know we disagree on Swerve in that match last night. It's not that the match was not bad, because it was a good match. But look at Swerve over the last couple of weeks in his presentation as compared to just Jon Moxley, because he is the IWGP champion. And Swerve has been laid out a bunch of times. They were trying to get heat on Christian to try to build up this match. It was probably too much that got put on him. But since he didn't have to go through Killswitch and he's already eliminated Christian, that match didn't have to go through a break. If you want to start the show with it, fine. You had the Mercedes thing at the beginning that led into this. Just go ahead and have Swerve beat Killswitch within one segment, clip his hair, and that's it. With Moxley, he's facing a guy in Rocky Romero who's, you know, I would think in kayfabe terms, people know infinitely, I would say, more skilled than Killswitch, been around a lot longer, the matchup is better, and he gets choked out relatively quickly in one segment by Moxley. And it's just one of those things where Swerve is fine, but that's the problem, is he's just fine when they need him to be more pumped up and more elevated. And it goes back to one of the things you said, is he better off now than he was before he won the title? And right now, at the very least, you have to say it's pretty much just at an even playing at an even level right now. In your opinion, who feels as though that they're, you know, at the top of the food chain? Does it feel like Moxley, or does it feel like Swerve on this show?
Well, I got a totally different,
and I'm not saying
I got a different way to look at it.
This by saying I'm not trying to bury Moxley in this, and I know you are leading up into Forbidden Door, and that's very important. But you know, you can do two things at the same time.
Here's my thing with this. Okay, John Moxley's match was versus Rocky Romero, and God knows we love Rocky. He's on the show often.
What's Killswitch?
But it was Rocky Romero in an IWGP Eliminator match, okay? And I love Rocky. Not one person in this building thought he had any chance of winning an Eliminator against John Moxley. Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference with the Killswitch match, okay?
He's big?
Yeah, actually.
He's a dinosaur?
Listen, with the exception...
Come on.
Hold on. Can I finish? You asked me a question. You keep interrupting me. What is this? Okay.
The Bob Costas interrupt show.
With the exception of Adam Copeland, okay? Luchasaurus has not been beaten in a singles match since November of 2022, almost 2 years.
What was that on his record?
He's very protected. He's there as the giant heavy.
He doesn't wrestle. How many times has he wrestled since that point? And then if that's the case, again, why is he getting a non-title match? Why didn't they just bill it as a grudge match so Swerve can go through and get rid of this dude and that storyline once and for all?
Wardlow, Sean Spears, Brock Anderson, Darby.
How many? Wait,
Nick Wayne.
Back. Wardlow. Who'd you say? Brock Anderson?
Yeah, there are two names.
Who else did you say?
I said
Sean Spears. Where's he working?
Nick
now?
Wayne, Darby Allin.
Oh, come on.
Both of the boys in a handicap match?
He beat Nick Wayne.
The point is,
teamed with Nick Wayne for how long?
The point is, he's a giant, scary dude that's pushed as a killer. So I did not mind Swerve going, one-on-one with Luchasaurus. You know, it was, but that one is,
And I'm not trying to kill
these
guys.
Here's the thing. That wasn't a title.
Doesn't make sense.
That wasn't a title eliminator.
Yes, it was.
No, it was just a match. I'm 99% sure. I'm 99% sure that wasn't even a title eliminator.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, don't get mad at me about it. I'm just telling you.
I didn't say I'm not. Am I upset with you?
Yeah, it wasn't.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was not a title eliminator. It was just a match.
So stupid. This is all so dumb.
So Rocky got a title eliminator.
Because why?
But Luchasaurus couldn't get a title eliminator.
Oh, yeah. Luchasaurus, the monster who's been beating everybody like Sean Spears, didn't get a title eliminator.
Well, I think he should have.
Rocky Romero, who loses on TV every other show.
I would have certainly said that was a title eliminator.
Crazy. This is crazy. Look, again, I don't know if any of this... The bottom line is this all benefiting Swerve? Is it benefiting how people are viewing him? Is it benefiting him... Yeah, I don't know. To me, it does not seem to be.
I liked
he's
it.
Your world champion.
Now, I would say that him working the opener.
There's another part aspect of that.
Listen, this guy. If this guy doesn't headline Forbidden Door, I'm gonna be mad.
But Brian, if he's gonna open the
he
show,
needs to be the main event.
Dude,
the main event of Forbidden Door.
I get it. He should be. But if he's gonna jerk the curtain on a show because you want your big star, you want your champion out there early, give the people something there. Make sure that they know this guy's a dominant champion. Forget about that Christian feud. This guy's on the bigger and better.
All right. Should mention just very quickly, since we didn't do it earlier, everyone's favorite topic, quick look at the ratings. Do we bother? All right. Raw did 1.69 million, 0.55, which was good. SmackDown down a little bit, 2.147 million and a 0.56. Actually, the 0.56 was very bad for SmackDown. Collision 415 at a 0.15, which is incredible given they were on a different station to do a 0.15, which was the same as the week before. And Rampage at a totally random time, 222,000 viewers and a 0.08.
NXT when we get back from break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, the NXT show did a very good number. And it was actually startlingly, I typed that word, it seems better when you write it than say it.
True.
It was startlingly close to last week's Dynamite.
Dangerously.
Dynamite last week did 713,000 viewers and a .24. And NXT did 703,000 viewers and a .19. So they virtually tied in viewers with last week's Dynamite. And Dynamite did handily win in 18-49, but that's a .19, dude. .19 to .24, that is, I don't know if it's the sexy red or...
I'm sure that didn't hurt.
What it was. Because what did they even advertise? I mean, the tournament? Or the matches to get into the ladder match, qualifying matches.
Yeah, I mean it was. Look, I think it was sexy red, and I'm not sure what time the Minnesota game started, the NBA game started. But you know, if it was a little bit of a later start, I'm sure that didn't hurt things either for the first part of that show. So I have a feeling Dynamite's going to ricochet back up a little bit, you know. And again, people don't want to say that the NBA and the NHL playoffs cause havoc. The NBA playoffs absolutely do. So we'll see how well all of these shows end up coming back. And again, if Dynamite's down this week or is at the same level this week, I think you, again, there's a lot of concern there.
All right, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. And tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show, AEW and NXT in great detail. And we'll talk about both of those shows, all the highs and lows. Liked NXT this week. You know, it's been rough for a stretch there. But I thought the last 2 weeks of NXT have been much better. And Dynamite was a fun show. Excellent main event. We'll give you all the details tonight. And that's it. We're out of here. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.